see everyone who's out this morning, and I trust you've been enjoying the warmer weather of the weekend. And we'll try to hope that things are not going to get back nasty this week, but we're glad you're out, glad you're able to be with us. And if you're visiting with us, and I think we do have visitors, we're glad you're here. I want you to know that we appreciate you being here. I hope everyone makes you feel welcome. And if you see a visitor's card just in front of you, how about filling that out and let us have a record of you being here? We would appreciate that. Let me make one other announcement before I get into the lesson this morning. And that is, those of you that are involved in the scripture writing, where you are copying passages of scripture, and that's a great way to remember them, to learn them. There are copies made. Hannah has made copies. And they're in the back. I assume they're on the table in the foyer, so you'll see them right outside the doors there. Grab a copy of that, and if you've not been involved in that program, you could start and start transcribing some passages and learning them better. Good program that they've got going here. Appreciate that work. This morning we are going to get back into our theme, and this is a lesson. This is one of the first ideas that I had that kind of went into the theme this year. And you'll notice that I put up here, of course, our theme verse from Hebrews 11. But the title for this morning's lesson is Disposed to Discipline. Let me get right into the idea of what I mean by being disposed to discipline. We are created by God to be disciplined individuals. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Just kind of let that idea begin to germinate. God made us, He created us, all human beings, and God meant for us to be disciplined. We talked about what the word means, but the idea of, like we stressed last week, of going the right way, of doing the right things, of living the right way, of our behavior, as it were, to be right or righteous before God. We looked at Noah, and I'm not going to talk a lot about Noah this morning. But talked about how Noah was living a certain way, and he found favor in God's sight for that. God means for us to be disciplined individuals. And I believe understanding that, understanding that comes with maturity. In other words, when you're a little child, you don't really understand that. Because, as the Bible says, if you'll open back up to Proverbs chapter 22, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. I've said it like this, and I've said it often over the last whatever number of years, that it is a little child, a little kid's job, you know, to test you, to kind of do what he's not supposed to do, and you know how a kid is when he's doing what he's not supposed to do, and he's already been taught that and told that, he'll start to make that move, and he'll cut his eyes back at you, make sure you're looking, you know. But that's their job, to test you. And it is the parents who are supposed to, if you'll notice Proverbs 22 and down in start in verse 6. We stressed that last week. Train up a child in the way he should go. And again in verse 15, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it away. So when we're looking at discipline, we're talking about the idea of instilling or restoring even. I believe God created us with certain innate qualities and means for us to develop those. And one of those is to be a disciplined person. In other words, to say it simply, God does not mean for us to have undisciplined lives. God doesn't mean for us to just haphazardly go through life not knowing what we're doing, not knowing what we're going to do, and not knowing why we're doing what we're doing. Just sort of, you know, bouncing along in life, moving with every whim or every emotion, doing what we feel, going for it when we want it, etc., etc. God never meant for that. God meant for a person to develop and for parents to begin to develop within that child the idea of disciplined behavior. Choices being made because they're the right choices. But you know, the younger you are, the more immature you are. And the reason I put it like that is because it doesn't necessarily mean in age or in years. You can be a 65-year-old, very immature person. I think we all know that. But the younger you are, the more immature you are, the more you tend to want to be, and we use the word free. I want to be free. Now, we probably mean different things by that. And let's not go off in a tangent about the different things we mean. But I think we all understand that when it comes to choices and spiritual activity and behavior, we want to be free. We want to think that we are totally free. We can do what we want. And I think one of the first tests, if you will, of maturity, of adulthood, is when a young person, and this begins at different ages, but when a young person really begins to feel their individuality and that they are quote-unquote free to choose. Mom and dad has told them what to do. Maybe the younger they are, the more that is the case. But now they're reaching an age, they're growing up as we talk about, they're maturing. And that sense of freedom, I will make my own choices, I'm free to choose. And the younger, the more immature you are, the more you want to be free, but free of all the restraint of discipline. I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to be restricted by anybody or anything. I don't want, in short, the child might feel and might even say, I don't want to be told by you what to do. And for various reasons, a person can get, quite vociferous about that. I'm free to choose what I want to do. And yet, you'll notice what I say up here. The consequences of the freedom elicit again the desire for discipline. Stay with me for a moment. I'm a young person. Maybe I've lived during a time when I had parents or someone who kind of stood over me, we say. They told me what to do. They told me what was right to do. They told me what to eat. They told me what to wear. They told me where to put my toys. They told me what to do about virtually everything. And I began to grow older. And I began to want freedom to do what I want to do. I don't want this person standing over me telling me what to do. And so I reach a certain age or a certain freedom, if you will. In my case, I just left home. But I reach that age and I get that freedom I want. Now it's all on me. I'm free to choose what I want to do. But then I began to reap the consequences of the choices. In my case, I made a lot of bad decisions, a lot of bad choices. And the consequences came. Because you can't stop them. I mean, you make the choice. You can choose to do what you want to do. But consequences are going to follow. And I know a lot of people in this room understand that. So the consequences follow. And when the consequences come, it begins to elicit, to draw from deep within you, I want a different way of life.